coming back to the Rogers Centre last night for the first time since his playing days. Our good friend Jesse Litch, formerly of the Blue Jays, joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So, Jesse, what was that experience like? Take us to at least the lead up in going to the Rogers Centre, the decision to go yesterday, the reason why you were going, and how it felt to walk through those doors for the first time as a non-player.
Well, I mean, it was pretty simple. The family said they were thinking about going to a game. I was like, I'll go with you. I can probably manage to get us some tickets, too. And Tex Bautista was able to leave me 6 tickets. And, you know, walking in the doors, it was different. It was definitely, I had never been on the outside before a game. So that was definitely a different experience. But, I mean, all in all, it was okay. I'm not one of those guys that are going to get, like, emotionally and whatever about it, but it was definitely, you know, bittersweet, but it's something you got to deal with, and you know, it is what it is.
Jesse, did you get emotional when you had to drop $12 for a tall boy?
That's nuts. That is, I mean, I don't drink beer, but I heard everyone around, I was like, geez, for a little 16-ounce beer, it was like $10.25. It's nuts.
Well, when Billy Koch retired, do you know Billy Koch?
I've met him like once.
All right. So when Billy Koch, after he was out of baseball, he came back and watched the Blue Jays and Rays at Tampa, and he showed up at the game wearing an Aubrey Huff jersey and joked with the Toronto bullpen crew and was heckling the Blue Jays and stuff. Did you do anything like that? Any performance like that from you yesterday?
No, it's kind of hard at this. In Tampa, it's really easy. I mean, you can walk down. They're sitting down the line. Here, it's, you know, they're underneath the backdrop over the outfield fence, so it's kind of different here. And, you know, to walk down the stairs in the outfield stands is a little difficult, but there's nobody at the games in Tampa, so it's a little bit easier.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about nobody there, but a pretty good crowd last night at Rogers Center. What was the atmosphere to you like there?
Oh, it was good. I mean, it was definitely a different, you know, crowd, different vibe. That's what happens when you're winning, and they're in a little rut right now. But and they're within 3.5 games of first place. So, I mean, that's one thing about Toronto is they're going to be there if they're in the hunt. I mean, sometimes during the games for baseball, but definitely in the hunt. As I mean, in 2008, we kind of went through that also.
So you texted Bautista for tickets. Did you maybe hop into the clubhouse, onto the field during batting practice or something, talk to any of the guys?
No, I'm low key. I don't need to do all that stuff. I'll hang out with them in the off season. It's one of those things. Bautista lives near me also, so we'll be golfing in the off season. So it's just, there's nothing really. I was offered to go down there. I had no interest. One step at a time, I guess.
Yeah, you're talking about one step at a time, Jesse, and your hopes of returning to pitch in the major leagues. I don't think a lot of people realize, Jesse, you're a young man. You're only 29 years old. Lots of gas left in that arm, isn't there?
Yeah, I wouldn't say much gas. It's kind of one of those fuel efficients right now. But we'll try and
hybrid
work with it.
Where are you at right now, Jesse, as far as your recovery and working out and getting back on the mound?
I mean, just working out, trying a bunch of different stuff. September 1st, I'm going to try throwing. Whether or not it works, I'm going to make a decision October 1st whether or not to stay at it or basically retire. So it's time to make a decision, and it's been a long time, and hopefully it works out, but if it doesn't, then on to the next thing.
Jesse, a guy on the mound tonight had issues with his arm and then learned a trick pitch in R.A. Dickey with the knuckleball. Have you toyed with the knuckleball, and has that ever crossed your mind that, yeah, maybe I can start throwing that out there?
I mean, it's crossed everybody's mind. Everybody wants to try to throw a knuckleball, but for me, I mean, I've been offered coaching jobs, and I was to a point where I couldn't even throw batting practice. So throwing a ball 60 feet with knuckle is not, it wasn't in the picture then. Who knows, it may be in the picture now. If I start throwing September and I'm only throwing like 80 miles an hour, I might try and throw a knuckleball for sure.
Do you wake up this morning with a little bit more of a drive, having been at the Rogers Center last night and seeing your former club on the field?
Ah, yeah, definitely. I mean, anything's a drive. It's all. I'm big motivation, and it's one of those things where you see them out there. You know you should be there. You could be there, but unfortunate circumstances have kept me from that. I mean, but it's one of those. It's just something that it was out of my control. I got an infection from a doctor, so there's nothing really I could have done about it differently.
And how do you feel physically, though? How does the arm feel? Are you 100% healthy? Jeff talks about waking up. When you wake up in the morning, are you completely fine?
No. I mean, my arm pretty much hurts every day. But it's something, hopefully, we're breaking up scar tissue. I don't know, there's a lot of hopes out there.
Mm.
Searching for a miracle, as Dr. Andrews said.
Mm. Keeping an eye on the current Toronto Blue Jays, are you watching these guys? Are you watching them play? I know you keep in touch with a lot of them, but are you watching them every once in a while and keeping an eye on what they're doing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I watch the games. I've go over the box score, everything, and I was happy to see Sanchez got called up. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, you can follow pretty much the whole game on Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. And as far as, and we've got about 30 seconds here, Jesse, but as far as team needs, is there a need you feel the Toronto Blue Jays should address via the trade route?
I mean, I wouldn't be against them going to get Beltre and, making Lowry the everyday second baseman.
Hmm.
That would be a slugfest, here in Toronto. Balls fly. That would be a good thing.